Shalom, Australia. Israel Radio aired its last show on Wednesday evening after 81 years. The closing of the radio station came as part of the process of replacing the Israel Broadcasting Authority with a new publicly funded entity known as Kan and a separate news entity, which is scheduled to start broadcasting on Monday. Israel Radio began broadcasting in Hebrew on March 30, 1936, when it was established under the name Jerusalem Calling as part of the British Mandate's Palestine Broadcasting Service. In 1950, Jerusalem Calling was merged with the nascent Israel Radio, which went on air a minute before the declaration of the establishment of the State of Israel on May 14, 1948. It continued to broadcast under the name Israel Radio until 7:04 p.m. on Wednesday. In 1960, Reshet Bet was established as a news station, and in 1976, Reshet Gimel was added and went on to become Israel Radio's exclusively Hebrew-language music station. Additional stations were added later on, including for classical music, Arabic language broadcasting, and programming for immigrants in a number of languages, among them Amharic and Russian. On Tuesday, the IBS Channel 1 News aired its final broadcast, only 2 hours after receiving notice that the show would go off the air, bringing an end to Israel's first news channel. Employees of Channel 1, who had thought their last broadcast was to be on May 15th, closed the nightly news with a rendition of Hatikva, the national anthem, with many openly weeping. The final broadcast on the flagship Reshet Bet was the Arik Einstein song, We'll Meet Again, after the news, which was preceded by the familiar beep signaling the top of the hour broadcast, along with the iconic phrase, This is the voice of Israel from Jerusalem. All programming was then ended, except for the hourly news bulletins, which continue to be broadcast along with music, until the new public broadcaster takes over on Monday at 8 a.m. Dozens of workers from the broadcast network gathered at their headquarters to be together in the final hours, with correspondents and presenters recounting their memories and their thoughts on the impending end. In an interview with Israel Radio on Wednesday, prior to its closure, President Reuven Rivlin shared his memories of listening to Israel Radio as a child, while also saying that public broadcasting is essential for preserving Israel's democratic nature. The abrupt, slipshod nature of the closures was roundly criticized in other Israeli media, with some calling it a dishonorable end for programs that had defined Israeli media for years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied he had anything to do with Channel 1's sudden closure and was disgusted at the matter that it was closed, calling it disrespectful and dishonorable. The replacement authorities represent a compromise reached by Netanyahu and Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon. The Knesset plenum on Wednesday approved by 48-41 the preliminary reading of a bill that will enshrine Israel's status as a Jewish nation state in its basic laws, following a stormy session that saw three Arab lawmakers escorted out of the hall. Likud MK Avi Dichter, who wrote the original draft of the bill, defended it, explaining that although the right to realize self-determination here is unique to the Jewish people, every individual has the right to preserve his culture, heritage, language, and identity. In a controversial clause, Arabic is changed from an official language to one with special status. Critics say the bill effectively discriminates against Israel's Arabs and other minority communities. Mohammed Abdullah Salam Al-Kazji, a 57-year-old Jordanian citizen who entered Israel several days ago, stabbed an Israeli police officer in the neck and head near Jerusalem's Old City yesterday and was shot dead by the policeman. The 37-year-old police officer was taken to Jerusalem's Shaare Tzedek Medical Center in moderate condition after the incident near the Lion's Gate. He had wounds in the neck and head and was conscious and in a stable condition when evacuated to the hospital. Palestinian Authority Prisoner Affairs Minister Issa Karaji said on Friday that hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners could hold negotiations with Israel prison officials to end their 25-day protest. The hunger strikers have issued a list of demands, including better medical services, family visits, and more dignified detention conditions. Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan refuses to negotiate with the prisoners, whom he describes as terrorists and incarcerated murderers. The International Committee of the Red Cross visited the leader of the strike, Marwan Barghouti, on Thursday. Barghouti is serving 5 life sentences for his role in orchestrating deadly terror attacks. Footage clearly showing him secretly eating was shown on Israeli television earlier in the week, although Palestinians claim it was not authentic. Police broke into a family home in Hadera on Thursday after neighbors reported a stench coming from the building. Authorities expected to find a body inside, but instead found a 14-year-old boy who apparently spent the majority of his life in his home and rarely saw the outside world. His parents, in their 60s, were initially arrested, but were later released and are no longer suspected of abusing their child. The boy's parents have claimed that he remained at home due to health issues. The teen's older sister, who no longer lives at home, has testified that their parents never stopped them from leaving the house. The parents were allowed to meet with their son in the city's Hillel Yaffa Medical Center on Thursday evening under supervision, and officials say the boy's enthusiasm during the encounter also made a history of abuse seem unlikely. Doctors have said the boy appears to be in good physical and mental condition. Nevertheless, officials said he would remain under supervision while municipal workers consider his condition and his parents' ability to care for him. The parents could face charges of neglect for their failure to send the child to educational institutions. He was unknown to local educational and welfare services, which has led to questions about the effectiveness of Hadera's systems. A 1-year-old baby girl died on Thursday after being left for several hours in an overheated car in the Avnei Chefetz settlement in the northern West Bank. Police said that the baby's mother was supposed to take her daughter to nursery but forgot the toddler in the car. After about 5 hours, the woman returned to the vehicle to find her daughter unconscious. According to Beterim Organization for Child Safety, 19 babies and children have died after being left alone in a vehicle since 2008, including 7 in the past year alone. 67% of young Israeli Jews between the ages of 15 to 24 define themselves as right-wing, and only 40% describe themselves as secular, a study published on Thursday said. 74% of Jewish youth indicated that the most pressing issue requiring the government's attention was the cost of living and not security issues posed by Palestinians or Iran. A team from Israel is competing in the European Open Netball competition in Scotland this week. Head coach is Alexi Shapiro from Sydney, who made Aliyah 12 years ago. She said, "There was that desire to be part of a team and a group in a sport that I love." She tries to instill love for the game in Israeli schoolgirls and looks forward to a growth in women's sport in general and netball in particular. And as this report is recorded, Imri Ziv is competing in Eurovision finals with the song "I Feel Alive." The country is with him. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem for SBS Radio.